What God is, He is good. What the Lord does, He doeth good. And what is it now that the Lord gives? Here. Teach me thy statutes. So then the Lord works the prayers in the hearts of His people continually and by renewal. If God's child may look back and may remember the promise that the Lord has given and observe how that promise is faithfully fulfilled according to God's mercy, then you observe the favor of the Lord in granting such a mercy. That He then is faithful to His own word and testimony. It flows from Him, that fountain of all good. And the fruit, that means the soul is humbled before God. The soul bows deep and low. The soul is then stirred up to love the Lord more fervently, to serve Him with zeal and diligence, to bow before Him humbly and lowly, to please Him, to love Him in all these things. And see, then the Lord is good, and He doeth good, and He will also work in the heart this prayer. Teach me thy statutes. Then there is a holy resolve. Then there is a sincere desire that the Lord's statutes may be taught. You find that in 69. I will keep thy precepts. And in 70, but I delight in thy law. That comes back all the time. Do you know that prayer in your heart? Has it now ever been wrought inwardly in your soul? Teach me thy statutes. Is that now your chief desire? You read through 119 and time again. These petitions come up. Teach me thy statutes. Teach me thy statutes, and I will keep it unto the end. Show me thy ways, and teach me thy paths. Psalm 25. And when the poet says, teach me thy statutes, that is not merely the outside that he is speaking about. But Lord, wilt thou teach me inwardly, by that illumination through thy Holy Spirit, that I may learn it in my heart and with my soul, so that by thy Spirit guided, clearly I thy paths may see. That we become more acquainted with the will of God. That we are weaned from our own desires and that we shall walk in His ways. And it is, Lord, take all my thoughts and all my affections and all my desires, and all my will, and all my inclinations, and all my considerations, and everything. And Lord, incline my heart to trust in Thee, to follow Thee, obey Thy will, patiently hoping in Thee alone. Oh, then it is strengthen us, O Lord, for noble duty, that our labors would not be in vain. Teach me thy statutes. And that is now true for every one of God's children, because then they are all servants and they are all handmaidens. But David was also an office bearer. He was a prophet and he was a king. And so it is also with particular regard to those who serve in the offices. Teach me thy statutes. And he does so because he is a good, a faithful, and a gracious master. And if they may know that they are for his account, then it is so true, thou hast dealt well with thy servant. O Lord, according to thy word. Shall I then not recommend this service, congregation? The service of the world is bitter. The service of the devil ends in death. Many promises, but no fulfillment of any of ever anything like that. But what now the Lord does is so entirely different. We read it in Psalm 34. O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in thee. I can assure you, congregation, if you ever may taste the sweetness of the Lord's service, if you ever may have tasted the goodness of Him, then you are spoiled for the world. That old Adam wants to go that way, yes. But that new man only desires to follow and serve and seek the Lord. Oh, that is now the blessed portion of this blessed psalmist. Is it your portion, congregation? Have you been seeking that portion? Have you ever tasted that portion? A text like this morning is really an encouragement for a poor sinner. Yes. Why? Because that poor sinner cannot do anything but spoil it. And now the Lord cannot do anything unto that spoiling sinner but show His goodness. And that's now salvation. That it is from Him, and it is from Him alone. Good and upright is the Lord, and therefore will He teach sinners in the way. He leads the blind by a way that they know not, and in paths that they have never known. Teach me thy statutes. That is a remarkable, that is a profitable, and that is now a sweet fruit of God's goodness shown in the soul. Because when the Lord gives benefits, church, what do you desire? Thank the Lord, praise the Lord, and can you? You find short all the time. Therefore, we need that praying and that thanking, high priest. And then the catechism says it rightly. Prayer is then the chief part of thankfulness. You know where the soul is led then? That is sanctification. That is now the Spirit working in the heart, renewing day by day. Then there comes that tender fear of the Lord. Then there comes that humble godliness. And the Lord, the more that we are taught in the Lord's statutes, the more that we need to be instructed in the Lord's statutes. And therefore, congregation, thou art good and doest good. Teach me thy statutes. The Lord reminded, the promise, remember. Fruit in old age. Fat and flourishing. To show that the Lord is upright. He is my rock, and in Him there is no unrighteousness. How long the Lord knows, but hitherto. And then there is desire to acknowledge Him for it. But for you, congregation, shall you belong to that fruit that must still be brought in? Oh, there are still those without grace. Seek then the Lord. Beg then the Lord, that it also may be unto your salvation and children of God, that you may be strengthened in this way also. There has been much prayer, and that is felt inwardly, and it was heard in heaven. And therefore, once more, how blessed is he who makes God's word his treasure. How blessed is he who makes God's word his treasure, who keeps his testimony and displays his love to him, whose goodness none can measure. Amen.